You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day of Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us now to look at the agricultural weather forecast. Let's start in a growing region that's not growing a lot. That's right here to begin with. What do we look like as we head towards Christmas, just a week from today?
Well, I would advise folks to get ready for Jack Frost and Old Man Winter. It's been a slow start to winter, but things are going to really ramp up. Especially here in the next couple of days with a deep storm hitting the middle part of the nation, Iowa, Nebraska, portions of Kansas, Colorado, then into the Great Lakes region, and also northern and central Illinois and the rest of the Corn Belt. Combination of rain and then some snow and some very cold air will come behind it. The storm that's going to come out of the Rockies is going to produce a decent swath of snow across some of the hardest drought-hit areas of Nebraska, northeastern Colorado, portions of Kansas. Iowa's going to do well with this system as well. And it's going to be followed by more cold and more wintry weather. So it's a little bit of a double-edged sword. We're going to see a wintry weather pattern set up. That's not going to be fun for a lot of folks, but at the same time, it is going to offer up some better chances for precipitation for many of the dry areas of the Central Plains.
Is it a change that might bring more rainfall or precipitation in the way of snow to those driest areas of the nation on a more regular basis?
Well, at least for the next 2 or 3 weeks, we see some opportunity. Now, it's going to come with a much colder weather pattern, so when it gets cold like this, you don't tend to, at least in the snow areas, get a lot of precipitation, at least water content in that snow, but this is more than they've seen in weeks. Especially for Nebraska and portions of Iowa, portions of Kansas. And there's another storm that's going to be developing Christmas week that has the potential to maybe draw in Gulf of Mexico moisture. So I'm a bit bullish on some really good chances for some of those central and southern plains to see at least the first measurable precipitation in a long time with these two storms.
It would be a very good Christmas present for those who've been suffering such dry conditions. Let's move to South America. Tell me how their crop conditions are.
Well, Brazil looks very good, adequate with soil moisture, and there's more precipitation coming to Brazil. When it comes to soil moisture conditions, though, we're still a bit dry in Argentina. And as we look at the forecast, we see more opportunities for precipitation, especially Brazil, but also northern and central eastern areas of Argentina. So right now, I would say things are looking pretty good. There's some dry areas in Argentina that need to get sorted out, but otherwise not looking bad down there.
All right. Thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time, and you have a great holiday season.
We'll talk to you next year.
Mm-hmm. That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Wraps up this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.